Blog Talk Radio.
Sanchez. I love that. I absolutely love that that music. Yeah. Makes you feel like you want to move. Makes me think of the old days at the Palladium and a few other Latin clubs all around town and out of town, in Soho, out Soho, in the islands, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm Kay Thompson, by the way, and this is Kay Thompson Live. Do we have a show for you today? I'm the only one in the studio, so you're just going to have to bear with me, except no men allowed. Now, you know good and well, but whenever you tell men that they are not allowed, they will always try to push their way. They're pushy people. But I'm telling you, this is for women only. I am going to be talking to a good friend of mine about our days and the radio, the early radio, early television, early cable television, and her name is Carol Moorer. She is going to be calling in. I'm going to be having Eric call in, and maybe a few other people call in. Maybe Bermuda's going to be calling in. Maybe London is going to be calling in. I don't know. But this is Kay Thompson Live. We do news, information, education, and global news and information. So we will give you a whole lot of stuff. So the number for you to call in only if you are male, you know, is, let me give you that number right away, but let us get a little bit into the conversation. And we're waiting for Carol Moorer to be calling in. She is a co-founder, owner, television host, news producer. She does just about everything. She is one that I first heard about doing cable television. So we go back many, many, many years. So anyway, she's going to be calling in. And her, what's the area code number for Carol? Let me just see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I will find it in a second. But anyway, she's going to be calling in. She is the co-founder, along with her son, George Moorer, and of broadcast Brownstone Digital. Now, I don't know if you've heard about Brownstone Digital, but it is really, really very quite prominent. It is a digital company. www.brownstonedigital.com if you want to find out information about a whole lot of different topics and a whole lot of different things. That is Carol Moorer and her son George. Now we're hoping that Carol will call in. She should be calling in any minute right now, and then we're going to go to her. So I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live, and we are doing this show from Jersey City here at GoPro Radio. So if you want to call your friends, your female friends, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, your female friends, you can have them call us here at GoPro Radio, and you can have them listen to us here at GoPro Radio. Now, I have to say, this is for women only. By the way, this is the segment that I used to do on WLIB Radio a long time ago, and it was hilarious, and it was fun. It was very difficult to keep the men from coming on the show, to keep them from calling in. And, of course, they had made a couple complaints to the people that be, the people who were in charge there, and that would be the Suttons, and they were making complaints that, you know, we wouldn't allow them on the show. So I don't know what happened to them, but anyway, that was one of the segments, and it is going to be a new segment here called For Women Only. So Carol Moorer, if you're in the process of calling in, please do. Or if not, you can always call my cell phone, and I will find out what's going on and all that kind of stuff, okay? But so this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about, as I said, our early days at WLIB and DLS. Now, Carol and I had met before that. In fact, she was one of the people who, you know, had started me in cable television years ago. And coming into New York to talk to Carol, I mean, it was just so fantastic that I had somebody that I could depend on. So, for instance, when you're trying to go into radio or television or anything in the media, you do need somebody who's going to guide you through the steps. So, you know, you get in touch with that person and make sure that you have enough information for you to start whatever career choice you are. If you're in the media, and you know the media is very exciting. Okay. All right. I think we're going to be going to the first caller, are we? Let's see. Okay. You're on the air. Hello. You are
Carol
on the
Moore.
Air.
This is Carol Moore.
So, do we have that call? Well, this is kind of a strange day today because of the fact that all this rain, and we did make it in because of all the rain. I mean, not because of all the rain, but in spite of the rain, I should say. So I'm hoping that Carol is out of state and she's going to be
I am on the phone.
Area. You know, that's where I used to.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Carol Moore.
Yeah.
Hi, Carol. Oh. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
No, I'm not hearing anything. So, Carol,
I hear you very clear.
As we said, for women only, Carol Moore. I wonder if there's a man in the control room.
Can you hear me?
Any men listening, go into another room. We don't want you in our business. And you know that when you tell men, excuse me, that they're not allowed to do something, you know they're going to be doing just the opposite. Okay. I hear absolutely nothing. The mics are not turned on.
Hello.
I hear nothing.
I'm
reading your lips. So we're going to be finding out exactly what's going on. Visit www.goproradio.com and click on the donate button on the home page, by the way. That's really... I'm still looking. We're trying to find out what's going on.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on, Carol. We are dealing with it. Okay, we're holding on? Okay. Just hold on. We are trying to find out exactly what's going in here. But anyway, we are going to be starting this new segment. As a matter of fact, it starts today. For women only. We're going to be talking about women's issues, and we're going to be talking about the biggest subject at all. We're going to let the women talk about their men. So that should be something that should be very amusing and informative. And Carol is holding on. Eric Payne is going to be calling in also, my son and co-host and producer. So nothing. I'm not getting anything at all. I don't hear anything in the mic at all.
Goodness.
Should we take a break and then come right back while everyone is holding on? Shall we? Carol, keep holding on.
Yes.
We don't know what's happening, but we will find out very, very shortly. Because Mohammed is here. Ty is here. Sean is here. By the way, let me tell you what's going on and what's going to be happening here at Black Wax Company. BW, Moving Images Company, you have been invited, by the way, and for a fee of just $10 donation here at BW Moving Images Studio, 281st Street, Jersey City here, by the way. Free beverages and appetizers. There's going to be a live performance by Johannan himself. And more, don't make fun of me, Ty. That's not really very nice. And it says RSVP, by the way, that's Ty Lon Washington, you know, talking in my ear.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, everyone said hi. Did you hear him?
We're trying to get this thing working.
No men can come in here, by the way. You're not allowed. But you're trying to fix something, so, you know. But anyway, RSVP by email, everyone. Do it by writing to or calling Shawna Glover. That's S-H-A-W-N-A. Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R, at blackwax.com. Now, wax is spelled W-A-X-X. So RSVP on, what is that date again? Let me just get that date. It is, where's the date? I don't see the date. You guys, I don't see the date on here. Where is the date? Did you forget? It took me coming into the studio. There is no date. What's the date? It's Saturday when? This Saturday? You have been invited.
Okay.
And it just costs $10. That's all. Maybe because it's going to be what?
23rd.
The 23rd? Is it the 23rd? The attire is formal?
20.
Got to dress up? Oh, gosh. Where? BW Moving Images Studio, 280 First Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. You can take the PATH train. And the time is going to be 6 p.m. to until 10 p.m. Free beverages and appetizers. For $10, free beverages and appetizers? Heck, I'm coming to that. Live performance by Joannan. Okay, all right, himself and more. RSVP by email, by writing or letting her know, Shauna Glover at blackwaxwxx.com. Or here's a number for you to call, 646-415-0995, okay? So you can network with the actors, the artists, the filmmakers, the fashion designers, and more. Now, what is that date again? I don't have the date.
It's Saturday.
Saturday?
March
20th. March 20 what?
22nd.
March 22nd. So that is this Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah, it's this Saturday, by the way, everyone. Wow, okay. All right. Okay, I want to tell you about another person, a friend of mine that I was just talking to today that I knew a long time ago. Carol, keep holding on. Tell Carol Moore to keep holding on while we are straightening this out, you know. But this is Kay Thompson Live, and guess what, everybody? I'm Kay Thompson. And I don't want any men to call, but I don't even have to tell them to call because they can't get through anyway right now. But they will, but you will. So we're just going to be having fun while we get this straightened out, and we will be doing this very, very shortly. So let me just tell you about a friend of mine long ago. You may remember, WLIB, we were doing a fundraiser. And I think that was when Jasper Dean Cobes from Bambula store was raising money and making everybody conscious of some of the women in Africa who were vendors and who had small businesses themselves, and she was doing business with them. She would buy their materials, their baskets, and all of those things that you see in some of our, stores, African stores around town. I'm looking at the control room and everything else while we're doing this. But anyway, Jasper Dean Cobes, her name is, and she has a store right now in Pennsylvania, in Kurtztown, Pennsylvania. If you're ever in Kurtztown, Pennsylvania, Bambula, and she does a lot of work with the African women from different African countries, okay? And you should go and stop in when you're in Pennsylvania, in Kurtztown. Now, Kurtztown is not that far. Let's see, I've been there maybe once or twice, I think. And I think it took me from where I live in New Jersey, I guess about 45 minutes, if that long, because it's a relatively short trip. But the Bambula store is fantastic. She gets all kinds of things. She does business with the African women, and they do business with her. As a matter of fact, when I was in St. John not too long ago, yeah, something is now working. Let me see if we can get Carol on the air. Not yet? Can we do it? Okay, we're still waiting. We're still waiting. But, wow, I have to back up because my voice is loud in my ears. Boy, I'm having a ball. And I can say to the men listening, you're nosy, do not listen, because this information is not for you. I'm going to be talking to Carol. We have a bad connection here. Can you hear Carol? No, I cannot hear Carol. If Carol can hear me, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah? Over there? We're trying.
Yes.
Is there something? Carol, hi.
Yes. What?
I know. We're having a little difficulty here, as you can tell.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. You're on the air. How
oh
are you?
Goodness.
How
I'm fine.
Now it's fine.
Okay.
Now it's fine.
Well, it was like waiting for a result of a pregnancy test.
Well, I had just given the introduction, although I'm getting an echo in my ear. This is the first time this has happened ever since I've been, you know, broadcasting from VW Moving Images. I kind of like the feeling, but, you know, I'm listening to myself talk in my ear. But, Carol, listen, tell us about Brownstone Digital.
Oh, boy, where do I begin to start?
Tell me when you started.
Excuse me? Oh, God.
Tell me when you started.
Oh, this is, Brownstone Digital was formed back in 1995 as a result of us leaving cable and deciding to set up our own internet network.
Mm-hmm.
So we produced a number of TV shows of our own, The Circuit, All About Kids, Fresh Kids, and Matured Women Are in Development. We have Spoken Word, Concert Series, Latin Music Zone, Harlem Spotlight TV, and so on. But right now, Brownstone is monetizing and responsible for distributing a television show from some of your folks from New Jersey.
No kidding. Well, I want to talk about that, too. We have a few people who want to do films, so we will be talking further, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be really, really exciting, though. We're excited about doing this particular project because this is not one of our productions. It's a production of a young man out of New Jersey. He's a director, producer, and writer, and he works with Stewart Films. His name is Tony Clomax.
Tony who?
And he's Tony Clomax. Clomax. And this particular fun, romantic TV show is 12 Steps to Recovery, and it's about a New York City actor.
I'm losing the voice. Okay.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay
this
now.
This is about a New York City actor and jingle writer who gets dumped by his girlfriend, who is a executive, and his friends come to rescue him by setting up 12 blind dates. And
12?
This is fun, 12 blind dates.
Uh-huh.
And so this is really quite funny show. It tells you all the different scenarios that he goes through and dealing with blind dates. So to really look at it, you need to really take a look at it. It's really a fun show.
Now, what do people have to do in order to, get your site? I'm talking this way because I have this echo. I'm hearing myself talk back.
So repeating. Okay, well, we have a young woman out of New Orleans. Her name is Lynn McDaniels. She reviews all emails that people might have potentially to see about putting on our network. I can give her email address, and anyone that would be interested in trying to have their shows or their films put on our network, then they can contact her. Now, remember, Brownstone now is worldwide, 24/7.
Yeah.
And we're talking about worldwide, and also it can be accessed on anything that's internet connected. Your phone, your iPad, your whatever it is that hooks up to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So now
that
I can give
so fantastic.
I can give Lynn's email address with her permission.
Would you please?
Yeah, it's LMC Daniels. M like Mary. Yeah, like McDaniels.
Okay.
At brownstonedigital.com.
All right. That name, LMC Daniels, at brownstonedigital.com.
That's correct. And she lives in New Orleans, rather.
In New Orleans.
Now, whatever someone plans to put on our program, there the new technology now, you have to have it in digital form.
I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on with you girls talking
everything.
About women and their men and stuff, girl? What?
Do you remember?
I told you.
Do Do you remember when we were on WLIB and we did for women only? And
yes,
how the men called and, you know, they were very angry and upset that we weren't including them?
Yeah. Well, you know, back in those days, you used to go to clubs and different places, the supermarket or whatever, looking for men. I understand, too, that Home Depot is a good place to go find a man.
The Home Depot?
Yeah, I know. I knew a few people picked up some strays at Home Depot. But anyway, I got
stray
the right idea. Huh?
Some stray men?
Yeah. They come up to you and say, baby, do you have anybody to fix your stuff for you? You know, if you're shopping for nails and wood, they want to know if you got a man at home to help. So that's one way to find a man. But I told you earlier that I decided that I was going to, if this new technology, and particularly what we're doing, because we're reaching people all over the world, thought that I would go on, what is it, Black Senior Planet or something, so that I could, stop laughing, so that I could win the shop. I don't have to comb my hair or anything. I could just look and see. So I did submit a picture, and I'm getting all these hundreds of men contacting me, but I can't answer them because I don't know how to do a profile. And I just think that a profile about me would just be so extensive, you know, because I've done so many things. So I asked one of my kids to help me write something, and they were like, really? As I said, these men, you know, they have nothing between 60 and 100. So if you were to go out and meet somebody, I guess you would have to take a mirror to see if they're still breathing. You know what I'm saying? They're so old.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead. To see if there's some reason. Listen, I just switched the earphones here, you know, because I'm still getting like a echo in my ears.
Oh,
and this young man, I hope he knows what he's doing because he's a man, you know. This is Muhammad. He's helping me. But he is being instructed by Shauna Glover. Don't forget that, Muhammad. You hear me? Anti-Washington. Now I'm talking about everybody.
But anyway, I really miss the good old days. And I think radio is just so personal, and you're doing such a fabulous job. As far
well, listen, now so are you. You know, you're the one who had introduced me to cable. I was trying to figure out now, how did I first meet Carol Moore? Because whenever you were on the show with me on WLIB, it was hilarious. We laughed about so many things.
Yeah,
so,
it was just really. They wanted to kick us off the air because they thought there were other important things to talk about. And we said, like, what? What else is there to talk
about? Wait a minute.
About?
Do you remember a story you were telling me about someone who was getting married and they were in a small store and the organist or someone didn't show up?
We had the hum. Here Comes the Bride. Yeah, that was sad.
Tell us about that.
No, it was, my son's going to kill me. But anyway, it was one of his friends and the...
one of George's friends?
See, you get me in trouble, okay? Well, yeah. And the pastor was drunk, for starters. And he pronounced the people husband and man and husband or something. And then the organist had to leave because the groom got stuck and his car broke down. So the organist, and we had to hum Here Comes the Bride. Oh, my God. So at this point, I am
so
on the floor.
The whole congregation was humming Here Comes the Bride?
Yes. And meanwhile, I am on the floor on my knees. Because George kept saying, Mom, get up. And he had to walk. One of the somebody ushers left, and he had to walk the mother or somebody down the aisle. And all the way down the aisle, he kept saying, Mom, Miss Mom, get up. Yeah, that must have put out of there. But anyway, guess what? They've been married like 30 years. They're the only one that we know that. What?
So who are we to laugh and enjoy that? But I want everybody to know that this is the kind of thing that we were doing in WLIB.
Oh, it's just
And you know, and think, Carol, I think what happened there, you know, I was, for a while there, I said I was the only woman on the air, you know, except I think somebody I was in the newsroom or something. But the reason why I was able to do so many different segments, like, you know, the Children's Forum and Police Report and Black Businessmen and you name it, you know, was because of the fact that they really, the gentlemen over there at WLIB, and they shall remain nameless unless someone calls in and says something, then I'm going to start naming names. But, you know, they were all so great, but at the same time, they didn't know what I was doing.
We took advantage of the airwaves. I guess there was really something more important to talk about. But it wasn't important.
But there was another thing, you know, when you and I were on, because you made my day every time you came on because of the fact that we were doing such crazy things. Do you remember the time that, now I can't even think of it. I'll think of it in a
minute. But you remember, I was the mystery woman, you remember?
Uh-uh.
I was the mystery lady from Queens, and somebody figured out who I was. Oh, my God. Because I was talking so stupid, I didn't even want people to know who I was. But I think we were someplace else, and someone said, oh, I recognize your voice. I know who you are. I'm like, oh, my God. But, yeah, you just made me act so silly.
Who, me?
I'm not a silly. Yeah.
I did not.
You're the person. Now, you know that when we talk about relationships of the heart,
yeah.
I don't know nothing about that. I have been so long. I don't even remember.
Carol, I know. But do you remember the time that you had come on and my sister was on and
I figured out Fred Janet
and I had described this a scenario, and the scenario was I asked the women, you and the other two, to imagine this and tell me what your answer would be. I'm speaking slowly because I'm still getting the feedback in my ears. So bear with me. But anyway, I told you all, I set up this scene. I said, imagine that you and your husband, you just bought a house, and it's a wonderful house, picket fence, car in the garage, couple of kids, flowers all over, and you're living fine, and everything is just absolutely great. And one of these Sundays that you used to spending with the family doing things, there was a knock on the door. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Remember? And the door almost... Yeah, and you and your husband, this was a setup, you know, I was just making this up, and I wanted you guys to respond with it. And I said, you and your husband are getting along fine, and so it was a wonderful Sunday, and you're just enjoying it. There was a knock on the door, however, and you went to the door to open the door. Now, this is something I was getting people to imagine. I wanted them to react to it. And I said, they knocked on the door like this, and another knock, very softly. And you went to the door, and you opened the door, and there was a young lady standing there who was absolutely gorgeous, with a fantastic figure, looking absolutely beautiful. And you said, yes. And she said, are you? And she said your name. And you said, yes. And she said, well, can I come in? So you said, no. What is it that you want? Oh, well, maybe you should come in. And you came in, or in other words, she came in, and she said, oh, I have something to tell you. And then you said, now remember, this is a made-up story that you guys had to respond to. Do you remember that?
Yes, I
and
do.
I'm
listening.
You will...
I'm getting mad already.
This is what
you're making me bring back memories. Okay.
I'm Well, wait a minute. This is what she said. She said, Miss So-and-so, I am, and then she gave her name, and she said, I'm in love with your husband, and he's in love with me, and I want to marry him. And what do you think? And what should you do? I just had to let you know. And so what are you going to do about it? And you said, I wanted each of you to tell what you would do. Well, my sister said, well, I'd bring her in and tell her, okay, let's sit down and have a, you know, have a long talk, and we'll have a long talk about it. And I think Janet said something else to that effect also. And then I said, Carol, what would you say? And you said,
boy.
Do you remember what you said?
I think that you had to go to break when I started to say what I think we need to go to a commercial break. I don't think
no,
it was really
what you said air. Was what you said
what?
Was I'm gonna kick her.
That's why you went to break. I'm like, what? You didn't
we're going to
you
break right in. Now. Stay with us, Carol. I'm KT.
You came here.
Here on K Thompson Live, we'll be right back with this wonderful silliness and having fun today. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed on GoPro Radio Network shows are solely those of the speakers and are not necessarily the views or opinions of GoPro Radio Network, Inc. or its affiliates. These broadcasts are provided on the understanding that they do not constitute professional advice or services. Individuals who speak in these broadcasts express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. GoPro Radio Networks and its affiliates do not necessarily endorse or oppose any particular opinion or conclusion discussed in these broadcasts. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute these broadcasts in any way without the express permission of GoPro Radio Networks, Inc. GoPro Radio Networks assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with these broadcasts or for your use of these broadcasts in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we are back. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live. And we still have like an echo, you know, in my ears as if I'm talking back to myself. So bear with us. I'm talking to Carol Moore, who's a long friend of mine, who is a producer, a writer, co-founder of Brownstone Digital. She has this huge, you know, how would you describe it? The internet radio program. That is one of the largest, I think, in the country. Am I right, Carol?
Absolutely, and yes. I am the CEO of the company. But let me get this plug for you guys that are in New Jersey. These
but
writers
wait a minute,
and the
Carol.
Producer of this show is really someone that I really need to give a plug to. Now, one of the things...
But you know one thing, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
You know one thing? Eric is joining us. My son, Eric, you know Eric Payne, co-producer, co-host here. Eric, are you on?
I was just enjoying it. I was listening to you guys reminisce. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Eric. You know what? I know that I lie because I tell people you're my nephew whenever I see you on television. Uh-huh. I call a friend. I said, you know, that's my nephew. So if you you know, they said, really? I said, really? I said, Eric's going to kill me because whenever I see you on something, I said, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they said, what's wrong? I said, that's my nephew. And they said, what? I didn't know. So that I lied, but it was fun. I think it's called embellishing, but I did.
I'm glad you gave me the heads up. So if I know somebody that says I know your Aunt Carol Moore, I'll know what they're talking about.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just was listening to you and my mom reminisce about your experiences being on air and kind of black women broadcast pioneers to a certain extent. Because you had, I guess you guys already talked about your history, but it's just kind of ironic. Both of you guys had the shows on cable television in New York and Jersey. It was a pretty a pretty interesting coincidence. And the fact that, you know, George, your son George, and myself, we both went to black schools. I believe you went to Howard.
Yeah.
Can't do everything right, but, you know,
yeah.
we do what we can. No.
Right.
Little
George
HBC.
Is a Howard grad. As a matter of fact, he was helping me produce the cable show while he was in school, and he would call me up and give me something. But when he graduated and came home, he said, "Hey, Ma, how about me setting up a technology that we don't have to run around to all these different studios? All we have to do is click a button and send our shows all over the world." I'm like, really? Well, that's when BrownstoneDigital.com was born in 1995. Actually, it was early in that because he graduated from college years before that. But right now, there's some Jersey people that are putting their show on our internet. And what I was telling your moms, that the name of the show is 12 Steps to Recovery.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a New York City actor and jingle writer who gets dumped by his girlfriend, who is an executive. And some of his friends come to his rescue and sets him up with 12 blind dates. The romance comedy is hysterical. And what I was suggesting was that we always talk about black programming, but when you ask people to subscribe, and that is free, you just can't get them to do that. So I'd like to be able to give the web link
so
people can subscribe for free and pass it on, particularly the New Jersey folks. Are you guys ready?
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Okay, it's www.12stepswebseries.com.
12stepswebseries.com.
Yeah, repeat that, Carol.
www.1212stepswebseries.com.
Webseries.com.
Series. Web series.
S-E-R-I-E-S?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
www.12stepswebseries.com. Okay, got
it. Right. Now, the release, you can get the trailer, but the release date is Wednesday, March 26th. Now, Eric, you might know of some of the people. Tony Clomax, he's from New Jersey. Have you heard of him?
No, I never heard of him.
Okay, now there's a Kaliba Soos, S-O-Z-E. He's one of the stars that plays in that. Have you heard of him? They're all out of Jersey.
No, I've never heard of some people, but, you know, I've been away for, you know, a number of years, so.
So when you coming back, or are you back?
I'm back and here for based here out of New Jersey. So
Eric, when are you enjoying? When are we going to get together and do something? We've been trying to get you to do something with us. I'd like to see your face for real and say you really are my nephew. When are we going to do a TV series?
I'm ready. We've been talking about it. We've just been working on our show here, and I have a series about the politics. That's a series for you.
Yes. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, our show is family-friendly, so think of something. You need to just contact George and come up with an idea, and let's see what we can do with it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, here we are, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking on this thing on Blip. Is that so? That's blip.tv. Is that your guys? Is that the website or the TV station?
Okay, no. Our television network is www.brownstonedigital.com.
Brownstonedigital.com. Right.
Yeah, that's our website. Now, this young man wants to use us to distribute, monetize his program. He is the father, the director, the producer, and the writer of the 12 Steps free.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked us to put this work. Now, we have a number of shows that we own ourselves. I think that one
right.
of the things that George was possibly talking to you about was The Circuit. That was a show interviewing entertainers. It's been on for like 5 years. And
mm-hmm.
we had someone from California that was doing our California piece. So that I
mm-hmm.
think that was one of the things that I think George was talking about. We also do a show all about kids. We have fresh kids and matured women in development. They have spoken word. We have Latin Music Zone, Harlem Spotlight TV. These are all our products that we produce. But we we do distribute for other people, that writers that would want to put their program on. And like I said, it's 24/7.
People who would like to get in touch with you, you know, to talk
mm-hmm.
about what they have, how can they do that? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, one of the things, the person that we have from New Orleans, I gave you Lynn McDaniel's email address. Now,
mm-hmm.
they want to talk to me direct. I'd be more than happy for them to give me a talk. But let's say they have an idea that they want to be able to put on a network. She is a person that will handle and discuss it in detail, you know, with them on what they need to do and how it needs to be done. Now, we monetize, too. That means that we share in the monetizing the financial distribution because we do have a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
That gets all of the advertisement together.
Yeah. Actually,
so it's not like you have to come with an advertising person.
Yeah.
We have someone in place.
Mm-hmm. Also,
in turn helps generate the revenue that's needed to keep things going with the network, right?
Yeah, and not only the network, but whoever's doing the program, they need to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
For example, Tony Clomax came to us because we can distribute and be able to monetize and do advertising, set up all that that site that you see when you go on that link. That's all done by George. The actual
mm-hmm.
filming is done by the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then we have a person that looks for the advertisement to go into the program.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
So everybody gets paid. It's about making some money, being on the air, putting your product out there. We're seeing 24/7 worldwide, anytime, on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, smart TV.
So you guys will be running the whole episodes because that's where people can find them through the distribution network of Brownstone mm-hmm. Digital. Is that how you're trying to structure your network?
No, I'm not understanding your question.
Because I'm seeing clips of it up on YouTube and stuff like that.
You know what happens is that he has to take it down from YouTube in order to be able to get to his finances. He was supposed to take it down from there because it's not
about
being free.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just figured those are like little trailers, so I just figured that maybe you guys had them up like as commercials and you guys actually have rights to for people to be able to see the entire episode on your website or through your distribution.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. The entire program is going to be on Mars. Yes.
Listen, we have just a few more seconds before we go to a break. And then when we go to the break, we're going to come back and let people know, you know, how to get involved with this. Also, you know, I think Black Wax Radio, you know, here, GoPro Radio Network does something very similar to the same thing. So what we're going to be doing is talking to Ty and Sean and the whole group here to find out if we can all do something together, okay? So we have 1 minute to go to the break, and I think it is now time for the break. Kay Thompson here for Kay Thompson Live. Stay with us, everyone. Stay with Carol Moore and Eric Payne and Kay Thompson.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have a product or a service
a talent, or something important to say. Now is your chance to have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out, a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We'll help you to grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 today or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we are back, and we are back. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live, and I'm talking to Carol Moore, who is the founder, owner, along with her son, George Moore, of Brownstone Digital Company. And they're a company that is really, really far ahead of a whole lot of other companies looking to do the same thing. So, you know, we're talking to Carol. Also, this was supposed to be a for women only segment. And then my wonderful son called in. Now, you're in
the right, I do.
He is.
I didn't hear that part.
What?
I couldn't get my internet connection up, so I was having trouble hearing a certain segment of the show. So.
Yeah, we're having a little
bit. I didn't hear the.
But anyway. But because
you guys are really breaking up.
Yeah, there's something. There's something in there. I mean, it's pouring outside. So, you know, we may be having that difficulty because we have had that difficulty some time ago. But it's really great here at Black Wax. You know, we have a lot of fun. But also, we were
The thing I just wanted to say, Ma, about Brownstone, the whole model of the Brownstone Digital of emailing people the content that you produce, was kind of like one of the, almost the equivalent of being on the cutting edge of something like a Netflix or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Having
absolutely. As a matter of fact, Jazz It Up is on Netflix. That's one of our shows that we produce. But you're absolutely right. But the beauty of it is we can tell who watched our shows. We can tell how many times they watch the show, where in the world. Now, unlike Nielsen ratings, I think some people have said that they do have the box, but we only know what they tell us that is a primary show, but we can actually give numbers and figures the time, and then we can tell how many times it has been sent to somebody else. And it might be somewhere in Paris. We have a friend in Paris now. We asked them to put the show on the internet, and they can receive it in their email, and we can monetize and understand just exactly who watched it, when, and how many times.
Yeah. Well, you have that set the model for, you know, so many of us, and I know we're listening here at BW Moving Images at Black Wax. And this is Ty Washington's network, and it's great. And we're going to be talking to him. And actually, I'd like to have you and George come in, but you're now in out of the state, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You're now out of the state? Are you? But you're back and forth in New York, all right?
Yeah, well, I'm in New York separately because my other side job is as a real estate broker. So I manage property in Manhattan. So I'm here several days a week. And then on the weekends, pretty much unless I have something to do, I go out of state for a few days. But I'm so proud of this young man that you chose us to use our network. And I just want to mention the main characters in that 12-step to recovery. It's Kaliba Zeus, Eric Myers, and Stephen Hill. And we have a feature writer. I don't know, maybe you've heard of her, Lori Bryant Woodridge. She's also out of Paterson, New Jersey. She's a sensuality coach and an advocate for healthy and sensual lifestyle. And she's one of our feature writers. So you're going to really enjoy this particular program. And you need to look at it to see how, if you were to do something, how it's done.
Yeah. Okay. Will do. But, Carol, I have to get back to, you know, us on the air at WLIB. Do you remember, and, oh, God, it's time for a break already, and we have to know? Okay. No, we have 4 minutes to break. 4 minutes to end. God, this has gone fast. But, Carol, there's still so much to talk to you about. You know, so many
of our stories
and so many of our stories, which are really, really hilarious. And we used to have a ton of fun. As a matter of fact, you're one of the people who had started me in cable television years ago.
You keep saying that, and I just can't understand. Well, then you're the one that got me into radio, because I really enjoyed doing the radio. I think it's so intimate, and I think you are doing a fantastic job, because on the radio it sounds like you're talking to an individual more than, like, on being on TV, and I think you do a great job. I listen to you often. I can't contribute anything because sometimes I don't know what you're talking about. There's subjects that you talk about that I cannot even handle. Say what?
I said sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God! I'm like, I'm listening. It sounds good, but I can't contribute not a thing to what you guys are saying. And Eric, you're always doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. But
I'd like to say
about radio, you know, I've often said that I think that radio is more important than television. Now, I know you can see people on television. I've been on television. You've been on television, you know, fine. And it really is an ego boost. But at the same time, people have told me that they love to hear my voice. Well, that's hilarious to me.
Absolutely. Oh, I think so. You have a smile in your voice.
Yeah, you know, see, I was just going to say that somebody had told me that before, and I said it's very important to have make people laugh and smile with your voice, and then they can imagine certain things, and if you're laughing, they're going to laugh. And, Carol, you know that we used to laugh so hard we had to get off the air a couple times.
Crazy. Oh, my God. It was just awful. I don't know how they let us stay on the air, really.
They tried to get us off.
Absolutely. But truly, I think that radio, like you, I really believe that radio is very important, because I think it's more intimate. It sounds like when you're listening to someone, they're talking directly to you.
Yeah.
And
I,
you know, you should be on radio forever, really.
Well, this
really
is Gus and I, we reinvented ourselves, you know, but, you know, then he left and... He passed, as you know. But anyway, and then Eric came back from California, you know, to work here with his cousin, Donald Payne Jr.
Uh-huh. I remember,
And he is, you know, working with the campaign. I don't know. He may be running for office himself pretty soon. Eric, is that so? Are you thinking about that?
No.
Eric?
Did he say no?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he say no?
N-O.
Oh, N-O. Okay. Well, that's all right. You could be a politician and an actor. I like the acting better, though, you know?
Well, that's what they do anyway, some of them.
I know.
Well, we know.
But you know what, Kay, don't we have wonderful sons? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't do without him. I cannot do without him, I'm telling you. Yeah.
I know,
we have less than a minute. It's gone that fast.
Oh. Okay, well, listen, please urge your folks to subscribe. It's free because our people say we need programming. You send it to them and they just look at it.
Yeah.
So,
and,
you know, just subscribe. Even if you don't look at the show, subscribe, because numbers – work, and Eric knows that, and you know it too.
Eric's got to go. It's coming up. But I also want to tell people, you know, to also call GoPro Radio Network, because the fact that if you want to be on radio, Well, here is the place to do it also. Anyway, I'm Kay Thompson. This is Kay Thompson Live. And Eric?
Eric Payne.
We'll join you.
Moore.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye.